All right, we got a sound man back there. We got two young ladies ready to sing.
Actually,
listen. Huh?
Actually, three.
Got another. Y'all recruited another in the band?
Yeah.
All right.
No, singing love, but
three. You gonna help?
Is your mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She can just get right there and sing right with them. Charity's like me. She don't need no microphone.
One, two, three. Okay, there's
another
three.
Yeah,
in the middle,
yeah. Turn it on, buddy. There you go.
I think he's having trouble. Technical difficulties.
For God, and Lord, against all odds, Lord, they're going to live for you and try their best, Lord, to honor you in all they do. Just bless them, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for entrusting us with them. And Lord, we could watch them grow and see them, Lord, do great mighty things for the glory of God. Bless Charity, Father. Lord, I pray you'd meet with her here and minister, Father, her need. Bless you, Charity. Bless your heart. Lord, I'm so glad that you're God that's touched by the feelings of our infirmities. You said in your word, I've seen your tears. You said, I've bottled up your tears. Lord, you're a God like that, not a God of stone or wood, but a God that can be touched. Bless Charity, Lord. Bless her. Everything all right? All right. We had a moment there, and Charity just wanted to pray to God. And secret things belong to God. And I certainly wouldn't even approach. I asked her what she was crying about, and she said, I don't know, Brother Eddie. I said, that's all right. Things that don't make no sense. God's real. Bible said He's greater than our heart, and He knows all things. God's more than able to meet every need. There's nothing too hard for Him. There's nothing impossible with Him. He does all things well. There's been a few times tears have trickled down my cheeks, and I couldn't explain it. It's just God was bigger than me, and just His presence, I guess, took its toll on me. But I like what I saw right there. I like to see that. I like to see God speaking to young people. A pastor one night, a young girl come forward, and what she done, she come up here, and they had a thing here to put prayer requests in the altar. And she wrote down a prayer request and put it in that little old box. And I mean, buddy, it was instant revival. It was a little blonde-headed girl. And what she done was, it was heart-touching. A lot of people were touched by it, and she was not alone on that altar. I'm going to be careful right here. Anybody got anything on your heart? I certainly welcome that. Like I said, what I've seen, I like what I felt right here. And I don't want to trespass on whatever God's doing. So if anybody's got anything on your heart tonight, please be obedient. The Bible said obedience is better than sacrifice. To obey. It's better than anything we could do. And if nobody's got nothing on your heart, let's open up our Bibles tonight. Charity will be fine. Let's open up our Bibles tonight to Genesis chapter number 28. I'll be reading the whole chapter tonight. So I want to say tonight, just stay seated because it'll take me a while to read this, but I'm going to read the whole chapter of Genesis chapter 28. And that's 22 verses. I don't think I've got a very long message tonight, but the scripture reading will probably take me a little while. Genesis chapter 28. You all right, Charity? All right, honey. Starting in verse number 1. And Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said unto him, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of the Canaan. Arise and go to Paneram to the house of Bethuel, thy mother's father, and take thee a wife from thence from the daughters of Laban, thy mother's brother. And God Almighty bless thee, make thee fruitful, multiply thee, that thou mayest be a multitude of people, and give thee the blessing of Abraham to thee and to thy seed with thee, that thou mayest inherit the land wherein thou art a stranger, which God gave unto Abraham. And Isaac sent away Jacob, and he went to Paneram. Tell Laban, the son of Bethuel, the sin, the brother of Rebekah, Jacob, and Esau's mother. When Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan to take him a wife from thence, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge, saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and his mother and was gone to Padan. Esau, seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father, then went Esau unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had. I may not be able to say these names, so bear with me. Mahalapheth, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajoth, to be his wife. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted, here's where I want to begin to pay attention tonight. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillars and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. And behold, a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. Thou shalt spread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, listen to this verse. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord's in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place. This is none other but the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the stone that he had for his pillars and set it up for a pillar and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. We'll stop our reading right there. Now, I'm preaching tonight on the blessing of God, and I desire your prayers tonight. Father, we thank you for the privilege once again to preach from the Word of God, to stand in the sacred, behind the sacred desk, to stand in the appointed place for the time which we're gathered tonight. Lord, if I thought I could do anything without your help, I wouldn't bother you. Lord, I realize I can't do nothing apart from you. And through you I can do all things. Therefore I ask, dear Father, tonight to be anointed from on high. Pray to fill my horn with oil. Pray to anoint my lips that it not go beyond the word of God for tonight. And Lord, I pray this tongue not to stammer. I pray my thoughts not be scattered. But I pray that it be precise. Lord, I pray to give you all the praise and glory for whatever's done. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. The blessing of God. Now, Jacob's went through a lot of an ordeal to get this blessing. But before we get off into that, I want you to know that this blessing was a promised blessing, and the promised blessing was to be upon Jacob and not Esau. Look in the Bible tonight. We'll do a little Bible thumping tonight. Look in Genesis chapter 25, verse 20. Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah the wife, the daughter of Bethuel the Syrian, of Padan, the sister to Laban the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if I be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb. Two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. When her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. The first came out red, all over like a hairy garment. And they called his name Esau. That means for a red man. After that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel. And his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she buried them. That means Isaac, 20 years later, became a father. He was 40 years old when he entreated God about children. He was 60 years old when his wife, Rebekah, gave birth. The promised blessing, if you noticed on what I just read, was to be upon the younger. But even in that promised blessing, God said one of them is going to be stronger than the other. Esau was mightier than Jacob. Esau was born in front of Jacob. Esau was superior to Jacob, and yet the promised blessing was to be upon Jacob. God said, the elder shall serve the younger. That's the promised blessing. The Bible tells us in the New Testament, before they were ever born, God had already made an election upon who was going to get the blessing. But if you look down in verse 27, you'll find out Esau didn't care too much for the blessing of God. Esau's the top of the world. He's only interested in worldly things. He's not interested in godly things or eternity. He just wants what he can have today. Verse 27 says the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in the tents. Esau, the Bible says Isaac loved him because he did eat of his venison. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Jacob saw pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I'm faint. Therefore his name was called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
Answer this prayer. Just take in what you want to do. And trust and believe it. You will. See, I'm going to take care of this prayer. Just when you ask him.
Just give it to the Lord, Charity.
Yeah, turn it over to him.
Yeah. Just say, Lord, I can't bear this by myself. I'm giving it to you.
Yeah.
I'm asking for help. That's all he wants us to do, Charity. Yeah, he said, you heard that girl at that place. He said, cast all your cares upon him, for he cared for you.
Yes.
1 Peter chapter 5, verse number 7. Mm-hmm. Cast your cares upon him. Proverbs chapter, I believe it's Proverbs, maybe it's Psalm chapter 55, verse 22 says, cast thy burden upon the Lord and he'll sustain thee. That's what God wants us to do. Bring our burden to him, our problems to him, and let him help us. That's what he does. He helps us.
Keep praying until you feel like the burden's lifted.
Amen. We're going to let Charity, she's praying to God about something. But I want you to know this blessing was promised. It was promised to Jacob. This blessing was purchased by Jacob. A fair purchase. Esau sold that blessing to his brother Jacob, and Jacob purchased it from his elder brother Esau. Now in verse 28 of Genesis chapter 27, we see where the mother gets involved.
I appreciate you being able to
come forward with
tears.
And Rebecca purposed that Jacob would get the blessing over Esau. She says, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. I'm in Genesis chapter 27, verse 8. Go out into the flock and fetch me from thence two good kids of the goose, of the goats, and I will make savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth, and thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat it, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will fill me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me, my son, be the curse. Only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made a savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took the goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and she put it upon Jacob, her younger son, and she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave him the savory meat, the bread which she had prepared, under the hand of her son Jacob, and he came unto his father, and said, my father, and he said, here am I, who art thou, my son? Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat my venison, that thy soul may bless me. Jacob is approaching his father for the purpose of a blessing. And I want you to know God purposed that Jacob would get this blessing. Everybody always thinks that Jacob deceived his father, and he did. But at the command of his mother, he did. She said, obey my voice, my son. The curse be upon me. God had already told Rebekah that the elder would serve the younger. She's obeying God. He's obeying his mother for the purpose of this blessing. You okay, Charity? All right. He came to his father. His father said, come near now, my son, and kiss me, my son. I'm reading verse 27. And he came near and kissed him and smelled the smell of his raiment. And Isaac blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give thee of the dew of heaven and the fatness of the earth and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. Isaac is pronouncing a blessing upon Jacob. He thinks he's blessing Esau. But it's the will of God for Jacob to receive this blessing. The promised blessing was upon Jacob. The purposed blessing came to Jacob. His father put this blessing upon him. Verse 30 says, it came to pass as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau's brother came in from hunting, and he also made savory meat and brought it to his father, and said to his father, let my father arise and eat of his son venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, who art thou? He said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten it, I have eaten of all before thou camest and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. I want you to know the blessing of God. It's not just a purpose blessing, not just a promise blessing, but I want you to know the blessing of God is upon the children of God. God wants you to be blessed. God has intentions that you be blessed. He wants to bless us. He told Israel, he said, your sins have withheld good things from you. If we just get on blessing ground, I believe we can get blessed. I'm going to let these take care of Jessica down here. The Lord's in this place tonight. Jacob fell asleep. And as he dreamed, he woke up, Brother James. He said, surely the Lord's in this place. I believe the Lord's here tonight. He said, this is nothing else, nothing less than the house of God. I believe God's in his house tonight. This blessing, Isaac said about Jacob, he said, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said unto his father, bless me also my father. I'll tell you something, buddy, the blessing of God are what we need. Yeah. Kaylin, I not only want the blessing of God, I pray to be a blessing to God. I want to be a blessing. He deserves us to be a blessing. That's the reward of his suffering. He suffered for me. I don't want him to have to suffer anymore because of me. I want him to be blessed because I bear his name. I want you to know the reproach of him is upon me. The Bible said, yea, all that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Right now they're killing Christians over there in Egypt. And I want you to know they're leaving out of here with the blessing of God. Amen. The Bible says, fear not them that are able to kill the body, and afterward they can do no more. See, Sister Carolyn, the Bible says no weapon formed against us can prosper. All they can do is blow my old ugly head off, or maybe put a hole in my chest, and then kill this old body. But no weapon formed against me can prosper because of the blessing of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, ain't no undertaker going to get laid claim to me. They can have what's left of me, Emmeline. But I'll done be gone. Amen. It'll be a vacant house. The Bible says the part built Christ far better. Amen. I'm ready for the far better. If the Lord would be having his way, I'd leave tonight. Amen. And all of God I'd have is I wish I'd left that sooner. Amen. I told some lady over at the nursing home, similar to what I just told you, and she said, you're crazy. And I said, yeah, but I'm the right kind of crazy. Yeah. The world can't understand eternity. But I'll tell you one thing the world will understand. It's when they end up in that place called hell, they'll understand they're spending eternity in the wrong place. Amen? Jesus said in John 14, verse 2, He said, I'll go away, prepare a place for you. I'm telling you, heaven is a prepared place. And in Matthew chapter 25, verse number 41, God said He prepared hell for the devil and his angels. We ain't got no business in hell. I'm telling you, I'm going to heaven, glory to God, because of that blessing. Brother James, thanks to that blessing that came to me through Jesus, the devil can't lay no claim to me. I just came that play over there. That devil got up there in my face. I'm sitting there thinking, praise God, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Even though that's a play in real life, all the devil can do is kick some dirt on me. I'm telling you, glory to God, I'm glad greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. I'm glad the Bible said, if God be for us, who can be against us? This blessing come from God. It was a promised blessing. This blessing also was purchased from the elder brother by the younger brother. This blessing was a purpose blessing. God purposed that Jacob be blessed. And listen, the last thing about this blessing, it says, let me get back to my text here. It says in verse number 13, behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac. The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. I want you to know, God's given a prophetic blessing upon Jacob. This blessing's been talked about for quite some time. And now God's proclaiming this blessing. God says, and to thy seed, or and thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, to the north, and to the south, and in thee shall, and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This blessing continues on. The Lord says, and behold, Jacob, I am with you. I will keep you in all places whither thou goest. This is the blessing I want. It will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. God Himself pronounced the blessing upon Jacob. Jacob's mother said, God, why am I thus? God said, two nations are in your womb. One people going to be stronger than the other, but the elder is going to serve the younger. That's the first mention of this blessing. Rebecca, in order to obey God, tells her son to go to see his father to obtain this blessing, because it was God's purpose that Jacob be blessed. Jacob, in order to do things right, he asked his older brother, sell me this day thy birthright. You see, that blessing belonged to the firstborn. Some people said Jacob stole that birthright. No, it belonged to him all along. Just Esau was born first. But the blessing belonged to Jacob. God said it. And then Isaac pronounces this blessing upon Jacob. And he has to flee, because Esau's mad. But then God gives that prophetic blessing and says, I'm going to bless you, boy. I'm going to give you this land. I'm going to cause your seed to go to the west and the east, the north and the south. He said, I'm going to cause your seed to be as the dust of the earth. I'm going to put a blessing on you, boy, and you're going to be blessed. Amen. I thank God that we're included in this blessing. You see, this blessing that God put upon Jacob, it came because of Christ. That's how all nations are blessed, not in Jacob, but in Christ. Because from His bowels, the Messiah would come forth. I don't know Jacob. I've never met him. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to meet one of his children. God made a blessing, and he made it because without him it couldn't be made. You see, God's blessings are impossible because of men, but because of God, the impossible is possible. And God pronounced this blessing. This blessing became fulfilled when Christ Jesus was born into this world. There was a man named Simeon. He was told that he wouldn't see death until he'd seen the Lord's Christ. And Mary and Joseph took Jesus into the temple to dedicate him to the Lord. And Joseph saw Jesus and he took him up in his arms. And as he said, "Let thy servant depart in peace. Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." That's that blessing God's talking about here. That in thee shall all the nations be blessed. And thanks to Jesus, I got the greatest blessing. I got to bear His name. I got to be in that book. We went to that play over there. I still remember being in that room. Some of them people walked up there and said, "Check, see if my name's in there." That guy looked in there and he said, "Your name's in there." Hit her down to the joy of the Lord. And they said, "Whoa, glory." Another got up there. He said, "Surely my name's in there. Check, see if my name's in there." He said, "Your name's not in there." He said, "But I've done good. I've been to church. I've gave money. I've fed and clothed people and all of that. And I'll tell you what," he said, "depart from me. I never knew you." I thank God that blessing that God pronounced upon Jacob, Brother Melvin, came upon you and me through Christ. That blessing of God. Nobody should come shy of that blessing. We're to all get in on this blessing. This prophetic blessing that God pronounced upon Jacob applies to you and me. I'm telling you, when they read the will, I'm going to be there. Glory to God. Back when they had, and a lot of y'all don't know about this, the world wants to try to hush it away. But back when the Catholic Church was persecuting the church because they wanted to be the only church, and they still are to some degree. Y'all don't need to bother yourself with it. It runs too deep. But they had a thing called Bloody Mary. These henchmen would go out and they'd try to catch people going to church. And Brother James, there was a woman scared to death. Had her two little children and she wanted to go to church. And she started down the road and here come them henchmen. And she said, "Lord, what am I going to do? Help me, Lord, help me." And here they come. And they pulled up alongside this girl with swords drawn and said, "Missy, where are you going?" And she said, "Sir, my elder brother died and we're going to read his will and I've got reason to believe that I'm included." He said, "Well, go in peace." And he never thought about it afterwards. He thought, "She's probably deceiving me." So he called her back on the way back and he said, "Missy, how'd that reading of that will go?" She said, "He left it all to me." She said, "He left it all to me. Hallelujah. I'm counting the blessing of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The world will try to take your blessing. The world will try to say you ain't blessed. But I want you to know in Jesus, glory to God, we're blessed indeed." Amen. Amen. Man, it ain't come to that with you and me. But if it does, Paul said, "I reckon the suffering this present time is not worthy to be compared with the glory that's going to be revealed in us through Christ Jesus our Lord." I don't know if I'll have a car wreck tonight. I don't know if some guy wanting to make a name for himself will send a bullet my way. I don't know if some guy will throw something off of an overpass when I go on the parkway home. I just know one thing. I know where the road ends. Amen. I know in whom I have believed, Job said. He said, "I'm persuaded that even though worms eat up this body," he said, "in the latter day my Redeemer liveth," and he said, "in my flesh I'll see God." Let me quote that right. Job said, "I know that my Redeemer liveth, and at the latter day, even though worms consume my body, yet in my flesh I'll see God." Now I want you to understand here, Job's got a different resurrection than you and I. We're not going to see God in the flesh. When we see Him, we're going to be like Him. We're going to have a body like unto His. It's not going to be a fleshly body. Jesus walked through the walls with the door shut. And He came in and said, "Peace be unto you." And then He said, "Children, have you got anything to eat?" And He gave him a piece of bread, fish, and a piece of honeycomb. I'm going to have that kind of body. And this old flesh been bothering me enough, Brother Bobby. I'm tired of dealing with it. My pastor said, "I killed an old man the other day." He said, "I buried him, but it wasn't too long." He said, "He got back up, and I had to kill him again." Paul said, "I died daily, that Christ may live in me. I've had enough of this old stinking flesh. I can't wait to peel it off." Amen. The blessing of God pronounced upon Jacob came from Jesus. God does things a little different than man do. Man look at Esau. Man look at Jacob. Man try to figure out some way to be fair. I want you to know God was fair. Esau didn't have to sell his birthright. Esau didn't have to be the man of the earth. He could have been a man of God. Esau didn't have to go after the things of the world. He could have went after the things of God. I'm telling you, you can have the blessing of God. If you'll go with the blessing of God, God will pour them out. He'll pour out a blessing. Malachi said that the room cannot contain. I'm telling you, I got one of them yesterday. For those of you who don't know, I'm kind of scared to say this over their way. God put a blessing on me yesterday, and I couldn't do nothing but just hold up my hands and say, "Thank you, Lord. What a blessing." When God sends blessings, I mean, they're dump truck loads. They're bountiful blessings. I mean, they're blessings, boy, that the world can't compare. Listen, I'm telling you, the world loves the world, but I want you to know God loves His children, and He puts His blessings on us. Amen. And I wake up blessed. I go to sleep blessed. While I'm sleeping, I'm blessed. When I go through the day, I'm blessed. I'm blessed coming and going. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. If it wasn't for God, we couldn't have that blessing. Life wouldn't be worth living. But I want you to know God purposed for Jacob to be blessed. God promised that blessing. Then God put that blessing on him. And thanks be to God, He'll put that blessing on you if you'll have it. If you'll take His son, just like that woman said, He left it all to me. Margaret, I've never been royalty. We was talking on the way over about the Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't like me to have a blood transfusion. I'm not going to argue with that. I'm not going to turn down my blood to someone or their blood to me if I need it. But if some people strain that, swallow camels, and like I said, I ain't going to argue that issue. But listen, April 27, 1988, Brother Alice, I had a blood transfusion. And now royal blood flows through my veins. I went from a nobody to a somebody.
Yeah.
One day, He's going to put a crown upon us, the Bible says. We're going to be kings and priests. And Charity, we're going to rule and reign with Him. I don't know very many royalties. But one day we're going to meet the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Amen.
He's going to take a crown, big old shining crown. He's going to say, "Well done,
that's right,
thou good and faithful servant. Enter down to the joy of the Lord." You're going to say, "Lord, I don't deserve this." He'll say, "That's right, I just want to give it to you."
Right.
He's going to say, "Well done, Jessica. You've been faithful. And all of you, I just picked these two on the front row. I'll tell you what, I'll take the things of God over all the world can pile up. They can take their golden bulldozer and pile up all their gold and it'll eat like a canker at the judgment. God will judge him for having, you know, there's just so many slices to a piece of pie. You got some guys and they got 3/4 of the pie and we're fighting over that one slice because that's all that's left. There just ain't enough to go around. You know what would help? If they just say, "Here, have some of mine." It won't never be that way, but it'd be good. I'm just about to wrap this up, sweetie. I'm just about to wrap it up. I'm glad the Lord told me, come and dine with Him. Come and sup with Him. He said, "Come to the marriage supper of the Lamb. All things are now ready." He bids all to come. And the blessing of God can be had in Jesus. My friend tonight, if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus, you don't even know what you're missing out on. Those of us that have met Him, those of us that do know Him, we'd like to take some of this out and rub it on you, but there ain't no way to do that. You got to go to the one that gives the blessing. You got to go to the source of the blessing. You got to get on the fountain yourself, just like Charity did tonight, and say, Lord, bless me. Bless me indeed. You can have God's blessing. You sure can. You can have all of God's blessings you want. I mean, buddy, He's got oceans of them. They're there for you. He wants you to have them. He'll give them to you. He said, ask and He shall receive. Knock and it shall be open. He even said, you have not because you ask not. Father, we thank You for this entertaining thought tonight of the mighty blessings of God. Lord, you don't do things like we do. We'd certainly mess them up. But Lord, I'm glad You pronounced that blessing. I'm glad, Lord, You fulfilled that blessing. And I'm glad we was included in that blessing. Lord, maybe somebody tonight didn't even understand anything about this message. I pray by the blessing of God, You would help them to get blessed anyway. In Jesus' name, amen. And I'll ask everybody to stand. We won't be long. This invitation, Brother Melvin, if you could think of an invitational hymn, I'd like you to help us here in just a minute. We won't be long in this invitation. I appreciate what I've seen God do here tonight. He started ministering before we ever even got preaching. Sometimes I don't know what to do. And sometimes the Bible said, just be still and know that He's God. And that's what we got to do sometimes.
222.
I don't know everybody's needs here tonight. I just know God's able to meet them.
There's a
great day coming. A great day coming. There's a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left. Are you ready for that day to come? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? Thank you, Brother Melvin. Anybody got a testimony or need or anything tonight?
I praise the Lord for
you. God bless you, sister. I'll tell you, amen.
That I may hold out faithful and gain that home in the heaven.
Amen. Who else? Anybody got a word on your heart? I come out of that play over there. I hadn't sung this song in a long time. I hope I can remember the words to it even tonight. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
Thank you,
amen.
Thank you for saving me.
Bless you, Gayla.
Amen. I'm going to make heaven my home.
God bless you, Gayla.
I don't care what they say.
Amen.
I'm going through.
Me too. This Bible says I'm going. They read some scriptures right there at the end. I told them read 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. That scripture said, these things I've written unto you, that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. And that life's in Jesus. Amen. I put my life in good hands. They're nail scarred, but they're good hands. Amen.
Yeah, I've been putting down and called ever since.
Bless you, Gayla.
I'm going to make it.
Count it all joy when men say all evil against you for my name's sake. Jesus said, for great is your reward in heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Man, oh man, count it joy. James said, when you fall in divers temptation, knowing the trial of your faith, bring it forth patience. Who else got a word in their heart just now getting good?
Somebody wrote a song, I found a treasure and I found Jesus.
Amen.
You know what they talk about,
that's right. Yesterday I couldn't even talk. I asked all kinds of people to pray for me. Anthony just happened to call me and tell me about this play that's happening up here. I told him, I said, I can't make it to the play, but pray for me. I need utterance to be able to preach tomorrow. I appreciate all y'all's prayers. I need your prayers. I don't mean that any way other than I need your prayers. Appreciate you praying for me. Appreciate you putting up with me. I'm not perfect. I'm not no pedigree. Just a preacher God called. I don't even understand why he would call someone like me. But I'm like Apostle Paul. He said, I thank God for counting me faithful and putting me in the ministry, and I appreciate you. Appreciate you praying for me. Anybody else got anything? Yeah. Hey, amen. I didn't know what in the world Chad is doing up here. I went over there and I realized she was crying. I don't know what she's doing. I thought maybe she was faithful. I knelt down there and prayed for her, and I got blessed just praying with her. I like Sister Margaret. I appreciate our young people. What a blessing they are.
I tried to sing it. I couldn't get it out. I
that's all right.
Up.
You see, if it's in your heart, that's what's good.
Well, the Lord took care of it.
Yeah, it is. Amen.
Not also what to.
It's a great
thing. I don't mean to be bragging or boasting or nothing like that, but I got to go to my mother's 95th birthday.
Amen.
She got to go herself.
Amen.
All my family was there except one niece. We had a wonderful time.
That's part of that blessing I was preaching
she
about tonight.
All kinds of cards, and people had wrote in them things that she had done for them back years ago that she forgot all about. It was wonderful.
Amen.
We had all the cake left over, so
I'm going to all right. You're welcome to stay and have cake if you want to. My brother Holman was going to get up here tonight and help me preach. And he must have got a little bit behind me there. I don't know. He was going to get up here and help me. I told him, I said, you get up here, you'll find out this is that which is spoken. It may put you on the floor over here, boy. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, I appreciate Holman. I do. Appreciate his zeal. Appreciate these young people. Let's stand tonight. Brother Bobby, you dismiss us for a prayer.
Thank you, Lord, for this day and for your many blessings. We just thank you for the young people.
Yes, Lord. Thank you for young people.